We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Wednesday afternoon, so this is the middle of the week. It is hump day, and we are moving toward the weekend, which is good news. We're going to get a little rain between now and the weekend. Apparently next week is going to be the next time we get a really good cool front through here. So you know that up to 3,000 fans are going to be allowed in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome for the Saints-Panthers game on Sunday. So my question is, will anybody be tailgating? Will there be people out kind of, you know, partying in the streets around the dome? I mean, I don't know, but I think that would be possible. And look, if you're going to tailgate, it's great, but just, you know, do it safely. I mean, there's no reason not to mask up, and there's no reason why you shouldn't do the best you can to social distance. I mean, again, the more responsible we are, the more responsible, the more freedom we will get. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got all the lines lit, so we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. Also, your text messages, more of those with Ian, and I'll get to a couple of emails that have been sent to scoot@wwl.com. We've been talking about Troy Aikman being caught on an open mic talking to his booth partner, Joe Buck. And he questions whether or not the military flyover is worth it over a nearly empty stadium after the national anthem before the Bucks-Packers game this past weekend. Social media went ablaze questioning Troy Aikman's patriotism, and I think that's ridiculous. Also, this hour we'll be talking about the muted mics at the debate. I don't know everything that there is to know about this, but basically here's what happened. You know, Sacha Baron Cohen has a new movie coming out. He's Borat. And so part of the movie includes a scene where President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, who always acts like he is better than everybody else, and everybody else is a trash bag except him, he goes into a bedroom with what he believes is a 15-year-old girl who is posing, I believe, as a reporter. She's really 24 years old, and she's Sacha Cohen Barrett's, Sacha Baron Cohen's sister. Sister. But Rudy Giuliani puts his hand in his pants, reclining on the bed with this person there, and he's pulling a Tubin. And, you know, it's not that people on the left don't do this stuff too, because they do. It's just that I love to point out hypocrisy on either side. And I am here to tell you that, and you know this, the righteous right is not collectively righteous. The righteous right talks about how great they are, how moral they are. Some of them use God as an endorser. And yet, they're no better than anybody else. In fact, they're worse than a lot of people. You know, the president said there's good people on both sides. Well, I'll tell you, there's bad people on both sides. But stop acting, if you're the right, stop acting like you're so righteous that you're above all of this stuff. And not only Democrats do this stuff. The man got caught with his hand in his pants, reclining on the bed. It's on film. It's part of the movie. And I'm sure Giuliani is very, very embarrassed. And he's playing with himself in the presence of a girl that he believes is 15 years old. That's not good. Rudy, what are you thinking? If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And from New Orleans, Gregory, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thanks for hanging on. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's go to Cindy in New Orleans. Cindy, you're on WWL.
Oh, hi, Scoot. I wanted to talk about the Pope.
Okay.
I study theology a good bit, and I just wanted to bring up some things that are definitely not, they're not debatable. The Pope is only infallible when he speaks ex cathedra, which means that he is made from the throne, which means he is making an official statement on matters of faith and morals. And so another way to put that is as a supreme teacher and under certain conditions.
Yeah, a caller from Houston earlier corrected me on that. I was under the impression that anything the Pope said was infallible, but apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, no, I was just quoting exactly. And
okay, I appreciate that.
The thing about the only marriage recognized by the church is male and female. The church, God loves everybody. You know, that's not a question, but the church only recognizes that. A heretic is someone, they deny some truth which must be believed with divine and Catholic faith or an obstinate doubt concerning that. In this documentary, what he said would be considered a heresy because the church does not recognize anything as a family but male and female. And, of course, I'm sure you've heard they consider homosexuality disordered, and they would expect homosexuals and unmarried Catholics to be celibate.
Okay, so how do you justify what Pope Francis said? I mean, because he's saying is against the church's teachings, according to you.
It is. I think it was a heretical statement, and it was not ex cathedra. It's a documentary. And there is another rule in the magisterium, which is like the controlling thing of all, like from the Ten Commandments and all the church things, like throughout the history of the church since it was started of 33, you know, when Jesus was 33 or 34 and he asked Peter to be his rock, to be his pope. And so Catholics may resist when there is a teaching issue that does not conform to the faith. So by saying homosexuals are a family unit, to be recognized civilly, he is going against everything the church believes. And even though he's saying civilly, the church sees that as disordered. And he's made a lot of comments that are, he doesn't come out and say them ex cathedra, but they're obvious in his support.
I think he's great. I mean, I love his attitude. I love the fact that he thinks about people and not strict doctrine based on man-made principles. Man-made rules, and I think it's brilliant.
The rules are of the church. There was a Council of Trent in 1515, I believe. And then
it doesn't mean they're right. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Well,
I mean, we've kind
of
reassessed humanity since then.
Right. Well, the problem is for the Catholic Church, the main rules stay. And so the Pope is speaking what is heresy if he started talking about it being Catholic right now.
If you want to talk about the behavior of the Catholic Church in general, it's not going to be hard to bring up pedophilia. It's not going to be hard to bring up some atrocious things that the church hid. So, the church is not always right.
Absolutely, but ex cathedra is. I'm not saying anything but ex cathedra. That's the only thing infallible.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying that the Pope is infallible anymore. I was corrected on that. I'm not saying that. But I love what he said. And what the Pope said may go against Catholic teaching, but I think it doesn't go against what God wants, which is that homosexuals should be treated equally, even when it comes to this, because God made everybody. And I don't know why some people are still so judgmental. You don't know what God thinks. Nobody really knows everything that God agrees with in the Bible. You believe what you want to believe, but nobody knows for sure. Nobody's gone and talked to God and come back.
Some mystics and things have gotten messages.
Mystics, okay.
Mystics. Catholic mystics. No, Catholic. And Mary appeared in Fatima at 1917 when the sun moved around the sky. And she said, one of the things she said, well, there will be many sexual sins that people will go to.
Well, now, we weren't there. You don't know if Mary appeared. Some people said Mary appeared.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were like 70,000 people, including atheists and agnostics, and they all agreed something very strange happened with the sun.
Something strange. Okay, I'm not going to debate that, but that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. And our society has evolved through the guidance of God, in my opinion, to be a little bit more understanding of people, of humans, and what is right and what is wrong. And I don't think the church is one to make a judgment when it comes to gay marriage.
Well, I understand that's your opinion, and I respect that. But as far as the pedophilia, that was hidden by, you know, popes and other people. But the church is run by humans, and we consider the church, the bride of Christ, to be infallible. But the people who run it are sinners, and those things were horrible, and there's no excuse for them.
Cindy, I appreciate that you had a chance to express your opinion. Thank you for your religious knowledge. If you want to join us, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. From River Ridge, Jay, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Jay.
Hello.
Hello,
hey,
Jay.
My brain hurts. Hello, Scoot.
Yeah. Yes.
My brain hurts after the last 5 minutes of listening to you. Between Giuliani in that last conversation, she tried to rationalize what the Pope said. The Pope came out today, and it appears that he's more socially progressive than the majority of the voters of the state of Louisiana. And I'm waiting for a tweet from the president saying that he's a radical lefty. These people are nuts. I understand how Trump was elected. These are the same people that are against gay marriage, that are against this. You know, people who have to be of the same gender that want to adopt a kid that doesn't have a home and want to love the kid.
Right.
These people are against abortion.
I know. It doesn't make sense. They're hypocrites.
We're,
in the eyes of God, they're hypocrites.
And Rudy Giuliani, he's planting evidence on Hunter Biden, trying to smear Joe Biden. Hunter's not running for president. What is wrong with you people?
It's just, it's crazy, Jay. I mean, it's insanity.
We are in trouble. We are in trouble because these people are absolutely stupid.
And the more you point out the hypocrisy and the stupidity, the angrier people get and the more they dig in. And look, I respect the Bible. The Bible's full of great stories, and I even had a theological teacher at Loyola University tell our whole class that the Bible is full of good stories, but there's no way to accurately guarantee that those stories happened exactly that way, that they're designed to set a lesson, and they do set a great lesson for life in general, but to be taken literally. Considering when the Bible was written, it was written in the context of the times that, you know, you can't tell me that Jesus would be so discriminatory against women in the Catholic Church if he were talking to us today.
Scoot,
he wouldn't be.
Simply, being a Christian is about loving each other and about taking care of each other.
Yeah.
And all these people, it's just nothing but hate. And it's disgusting. And you know what? Your kids are watching. You know
they
what?
Are.
Anyone, look, I just want to finish with this. The moment that Trump ran for president, you know, a few of us saw that he was a con man. You know, the man was molded by the mouthpiece for Joseph McCarthy.
Yeah. In many ways he was.
He was molded by him.
And
he's pulling the same crap that they did during McCarthyism.
Bill O'Reilly, among the many things he said that are just really inaccurate, hateful, and stupid, was that young people are turning away from Christianity because of rap music. Young people are turning away from Christianity because of the behavior of Christians. Jay, I appreciate the call. So if you're a Christian, you've got a responsibility to be a Christian. Act like a Christian. And if you don't know what it means to be a Christian, ask somebody. It's okay. Somebody will help you out. I'm not the perfect Christian, so, you know, I can't tell you everything there is to know about being a good Christian. I try. But, you know, figure it out. I applaud Pope Francis for saying that he is endorsing same-sex unions. I mean, why not? What is the godlike justification for saying that two consenting adults can't do this? If they were born with certain instincts that maybe you don't understand. Don't get it. I'm Scoot. The Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. And we'll be back on WWL. Well, that's why they have to mute the microphones tomorrow night. Because President Trump talks too much. Biden interrupted a little bit, too. President Trump is the big offender. And, I mean, that's a fact. I mean, when you look at the time spent interrupting and the way Biden was interrupted compared to the way Biden interrupted Trump, I mean, this is not even up for discussion. Trump was the bigger offender. I know Trump supporters who were embarrassed by his performance in the first debate. The final debate is tomorrow night, and it's something that I suggested right after the first debate. Shut his mic off. Just if you're not supposed to talk, shut the damn mic off. Well, that's what they're going to do, and Trump says that's unfair. Why is that unfair? We'll get to that in just a few minutes. Also, we're talking about Pope Francis endorsing same-sex unions. I think it's great. I love this guy. I think he's a great modern pope, and I like what he stands for. I like what he represents. I like the idea that there's judgment of human beings, and that, you know, sometimes when it comes to traditional religious dogma, times change, and it's okay for the church to change. Look, think about this. How many people are in hell? How many people are doing a bum rap in hell right now because they ate meat on Fridays? Okay, so that changed. It's okay to eat meat on Fridays now. So don't tell me the church doesn't ever change. It does. Before I get to your calls, let's go to Senior Studio Producer Ian Oak with a couple of your text messages.
Mamie, my brother-in-law, would not have committed suicide 40 years ago if the Pope at the time had declared this lovely statement. People are so mean and intolerant.
Yeah. Amen. And you know, the truth is, you believe what you believe, but you don't really know what God thinks. Because I pray to the God that you pray to, I think anyway, but the God that I pray to, he's not judgmental. And he's not supporting the judgment of people. And a lot of people believe that he is. Okay, let's do another one.
Jesus said, "If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and heal their land." The wicked that he is talking about is the so-called Christians.
I am so proud of this audience. I'm so proud of this audience on talk radio in the year 2020. Because even right here in little old New Orleans, in the red state of Louisiana, in the red deep south, we have so many free thinkers who are right. And I love the fact that they found a home with our show. Okay, one more, Ian.
Fake news. You did not tell the whole Troy Aikman story to mislead the audience. Giuliani should be punished. But when a Republican does something bad, you paint them all the same. When a Democrat does something bad, you single them out as one individual.
Well, I mean, I'll say it right now. Rudy Giuliani does not represent all Republicans. And I'm content enough with having that position over time that, I mean, I hope you assume that. And don't be a snowflake. I mean, don't be such a snowflake that, oh, my God, if I don't say the same thing every time, then you're all upset. It is wrong, and it is the theme of this show, that you never blame an entire group based on the behavior of a few. So, you know, just relax. Let's go to Gregory in New Orleans. Gregory, thank you for hanging on. You're on WWL.
Hi, Scooter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Oh, great, great. Look, I'm with the Black Lives Matter organization, and it's time for me to be a whistleblower, okay? I have some relatives in the top part of the Black Lives Matter organization, and the donations that they're getting, they're fixing up their homes, buying new cars, buying new homes, on vacation, and then they're also boasting about it to the inside group. So these Fortune 500 companies that think their money going to a worthy cause is sadly mistaken. I don't know if you donated it, Scoop, and let me tell you something. I'm not going to put you on the hot seat, but I just want to put that out there. Stop donating to Black Lives Matter. They're only taking it and putting it in their pocket. They're offering me money, but I turned it down. My relatives are offering me money. But I say, no, that's not right.
Gregory, what can we do to expose these people who are doing this? Do you have names?
That's my next step.
All right, don't give them out on the air, but, I mean, I think you should expose the names. Expose them to the IRS.
That's exactly.
I mean, they'd be busted. They'd be busted in a hurry. Let's get them busted.
It's fraud. Don't send me money. I'm like, no, this is not fair. You're not putting that back into any kind of community. You're not doing it. You're only here to fulfill your own pocket. And I walked away from both of my relatives at the time at Black Lives Matter. I walked out. I just broke the chain and left the Black Lives Matter because of that. That's all I had to say.
Well, Gregory, you said plenty. I respect you, and I know it's not easy to turn down money. But I respect those people that turn down money in the name of honesty. In some ways, I've done the same thing. But I really applaud you and respect you for what you're doing. I would highly recommend that you report their names to the IRS and to the media, because this is a hot story. If this is true, this will explode in the media. And unfortunately, some good people aligned with Black Lives Matter are going to be punished, are going to be at least judged, wrongly judged in the meantime. But if they're top organizers that are using the money for personal use that's being donated, they need to be exposed now. So please do your job as an honest citizen and report them and follow through and let us know what goes on. From Slidell, Tony, you're on WWL. Oh, I'm sorry, Terry.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good, Terry.
Hey, Scoot.
Yes.
Hello? Scoot?
Hey, Terry. Hello, Terry.
Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, Scoot, you realize you took my thunder away. These people who believe in the Bible, all the Bible is a storybook.
Yeah, it is.
Hello?
Good stories.
Hello?
Good stories. I don't know why we have... Terry, I don't know why we have a bad connection. I can hear you fine. Terry, why don't you try and call us back? Maybe that has something to do with it. From Baton Rouge, Will, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Will. All right, let's go to Bill, who's in Uptown New Orleans. Bill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, a few minutes ago, there was a rather well-spoken gentleman that was rebutting something that one of the ladies was talking about as far as Catholicism and religion. And he pointed out that Trump was a con. Most of the people that seem to follow Trump are like sheep. They will believe anything that is spouted out by this person, Trump. And I believe from the get-go, that when he came down the escalator, 4 or 5 years ago, I said to all of my friends, this man is a con. He is a liar. And he's proven himself to be that.
When you say most people who follow Trump, I don't know if it's over 50%. So I'll stay away from supporting that. But there are a hell of a lot of Trump supporters who believe everything he says. There are a lot of Trump supporters not wearing a mask because they think he would be disappointed in them if they wore a mask. And I just think that's really sad.
I honestly believe that, and I watch all three networks. I watch a lot of news, and I am very well schooled on what to listen for, how to listen to it, and when to follow what some of these politicians are talking about. And ultimately, this man is—he's an injustice to our country because of the fact that he's leading a lot of people down an unhealthy path. And it's terrible.
They don't see it.
I hope the statistics come out that says there are. I hope the statistics don't come out that there are large spikes where he is having these rallies, because that's an absolute health injustice.
Well, and it could happen. Bill, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the fact that you have the courage to call up and be honest with your opinion. The respect that I have for this audience grows every day, and we're reaching a new level in talk radio. If you've got a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Doesn't mean that there aren't people who disagree. We talk to them as well. But listen to many of the people who call the show. 260-1870, 504 Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Oh, yes, they do. Stephen Colbert cried last night when Dolly Parton sang a song a cappella, and he said, hey, I've been under a lot of pressure, and the song just got to him. Very interesting exchange. We still have comments from President Trump. Vice Presidential candidate for the Democrats, Kamala Harris, and presidential candidate Joe Biden for the Democrats, and also some comments from Stephen Colbert still to come. And I haven't gotten to it yet, but we are going to get to the conversation about the mics being muted at the debate tomorrow night. But we've got a lot of calls to get to. I'm Scoot Fillmore. You're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Scoot.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Just wanted to call in and say on the part on the Bible, it's very precious to me, as a lot of people, and I believe every word in it from the front to the back. It tells us we can't add nothing to it and take nothing away from it. And it's not like a buffet. We can't pick and choose what we like, you know, and only want to choose the stuff that we do like. And is there anything in the Bible you do agree with? Do you believe any of it?
No, I believe a lot of it. But so there's some challenges I think that you would have when it comes to women who are having their menstrual cycle, when it comes to eating crabs and crawfish and crustacean. I mean, there's some parts in the Bible that must challenge you. I don't know how you can accept all of it.
I do accept all of it.
Well, do you eat crabs and crawfish? You eat crawfish? You eat crawfish?
Yes.
Well, there's something in the Bible about not eating that. Why do you do that?
It's in the Old Testament, but the Old Testament is part of the Bible.
Why do you defy the Bible and eat crabs and crawfish and shrimp? You're defying the Bible.
I'm not calling to argue with you. I'm being very polite, Mr. Scoot.
Well, I'm being very polite too, Mr. Phil. I'm being very polite. I mean, let's see, this is an example of what people think is not polite. What, because I make you uncomfortable, I'm not polite? I'm being very polite, but you're uncomfortable with the idea that you eat crabs and crawfish. And there's a part of the Bible, because you called this show and told me that I need to accept every word of the Bible or not accept any of it, and that's something that you don't even do.
So I offended you by saying that?
It was an insult. Yes, it's kind of an insult to my intelligence.
I listen to your shows, Mr. Scoot, but we do disagree, and it's okay for us to disagree. And I've heard you say before that the Bible is written by men, and you're being a stumbling block for people when you say stuff like that.
I'm guided by God, actually. I talk to God, God and I talk every day. and I think I'm very much guided by God.
So there's only two places statements like that can come from, is either the devil or the Holy Spirit. Do you think the Holy Spirit would guide you to talk anything negative about the Bible?
I think the Holy Spirit guides me every day and every hour on this show. I honestly believe that. Yes, I do.
Well, I'm going to ask you to pray for me, and I'm going to pray for you. How's that?
Okay. That's fair.
Is that good enough? And look, I don't always agree with you on everything. And like Newell says, I don't always agree with my wife. But the Bible is very dear to me, and it is to a lot of people.
Well, Fillmore, it's dear to me as well, but I'm really over the blatant hypocrisy of Christians who pick and choose. You're telling me that I pick and choose when you just admitted on the air that you pick and choose what you believe in the Bible.
I said, you asked me if I eat crawfish.
Yes. And there's a part of the Bible that says you're not supposed to.
Okay, so, I don't want to argue with you. We're not supposed to argue about the Bible.
Okay. All right. God bless you, Fillmore.
And God bless you, and thank you. Like, I want to end it on, thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate that.
Read Romans and with an open mind, and tell me what you think about what it says in Romans about homosexuality. If you would just do that, and that's all I'm asking you to do. With an open mind.
Well, I read the Bible with an open mind, with a mind that is opened in the year 2020. And I don't think Jesus would have ostracized women from the church. But yet, at the time the Bible was written, women held a different position in society. But today, that's changed. And so women are really not allowed to do much. Well, they can do a lot, but they can't become priests based on this rule of when the Bible was written that men are priests. And I don't think if the Bible were written in the context of 2020 that it would have a lot of stuff in it that's in it. So I interpret the Bible, I love the Bible, and I read it based on my understanding of where we are now as a society. Like the Constitution, the Bible has allowed us to interpret it over time. And if you're not going to interpret the Bible, then listen to every word, but be consistent. Anyway, Fillmore, I will pray for you. Let's see, on the road, Sandra, you're on WWL. Hey, Sandra.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great today. How about you?
I'm good.
Well, good. I just wanted to say that I do believe that we are living in the last days, and the Bible does say that people will not endure sound doctrine, and God is the God who changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and what mm-hmm. he said yesterday, he meant today. Okay, and we can't change the Word of God. All we can do is interpret Scripture with Scripture. A lot of people don't study the Bible. They take certain things out of the Bible, and you have to let Scripture interpret Scripture. I've been a Christian for years, and I'm still forever learning the Word of God. I'm not perfect. I'm forgiven. And I would just like to say that I'm not here to argue or debate, but I just don't like it when people get attacked for what they believe. And I just want to just add one thing before I leave. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have
Amen.
Everlasting life. God did not come into this world to condemn it,
God
but
bless
the
you.
World through him might be saved. You have a wonderful day. God bless you.
God bless you, Sandra. You know, stop with this persecution complex. Stop with it. There are things in the Bible that defy what you do. And to ignore that is to be a hypocrite. And I believe the Bible speaks of hypocrites. I believe Jesus spoke of hypocrites. And the parables, do you take the parables literally? Do you think that the parable about the mustard seed, do you think the parable about the mustard seed only applies to somebody planting a mustard seed? Or is that symbolic of something else? And if it's symbolic of something else, then it's symbolic of the world that we live in at the moment. And in 1900, that part of the Bible meant something different than it means in 2020. I'm not persecuting people for what they believe. I'm critical of the hypocrisy. And don't be so quick to judge me if you indeed are the hypocrite. I'm very happy with my relationship with God. Very happy. You don't have to approve. It's between me and God. You don't have to like it at all. I really don't care what you think. But I have a very healthy relationship with God. And it might scare some of you to think that I feel like God is guiding me in my life and has throughout my life. And he guides me with what I talk about on this show every day. I don't know that for a fact, but I feel that. So when I talk about applauding the Pope for endorsing same-sex marriage, same-sex unions, I'm going to applaud that because I think the Pope speaks the truth as to what God wants. And you know, we're so quick to call out the sins that are not our sins. And we relate to people who commit the sins we commit. It's always easy to like, if it's a sin you don't commit, you're very judgmental. If it's a sin, and a sin is a sin, if it's a sin that you commit too, you're kind of accepting of that. Explain to me how that's fair. So we're going to get back to this conversation about the mics. In fact, all of this, you know, even not only as Republicans and Democrats, but as Christians, Christians versus Christians, we are very, very divided. Mortgage Financial Talk and Text Lines, 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WWL. Something on television tonight that I'm looking forward to, the 2020 CMT Music Awards. It's Country Music Television. Country Music Television Awards are going to be on tonight. Maren Morris is going to be one of those who's recognized. And I interviewed her a couple of years ago, really cool young lady, and really enjoyed our conversation. You can probably Google it somewhere, Scoot interview, Maren Morris. It's probably in there somewhere, but I was very proud of that interview with her. So this is going to be on tonight. And, you know, I still have not gotten to this topic of the muted mics. So if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to more of your calls. But the debate's tomorrow night. So we'll talk about President Trump's complaints about the muted mic. Why is this unfair to President Trump? Maybe you can explain it to me. I'm Scoot. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Stay with us. This is WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.